I want to know where this human got its information, said Wurt Ninung.
Gaw nodded to me. This information ultimately comes from the Colonial Union Special Forces Division, I said.
The same group that spearheaded the destruction of the Conclave Fleet, Wurt said. Not especially trustworthy.
Counselor Wurt, I said, how do you think the Special Forces were able to locate every one of the ships of your fleet? The only time it assembles is when it removes a colony. Locating 400 ships among the tens of thousands that each race alone has at its disposal was an unheard-of feat of military intelligence. After that, do you doubt that the Special Forces had difficulty coming up with a single name? Wurt actually growled at me. I thought that was rude.
I have already told you that I have had the information checked out, General Gaw said. There is no doubt it is accurate. That is not under discussion. What is under discussion is how the assassin will choose to be discovered. I repeat, the assassin is in this room, right now, among us. If they will come forward now and share information on their other conspirators, their treatment will be generous, light, and secret. The offer is in front of you now. I beg you, as an old friend, to take it. Come forward now.
No one in the room moved. General Gaw stared at each of his advisors, directly and in the eye, for several seconds each. None of them took so much as a step forward.
Very well, General Gaw said. We do this the hard way, then.
What will you do now, General? Asked Sorval.
Simple, Gaw said. I will call up each of you in turn. You will bow to me and swear your allegiance to me as the leader of the Conclave. Those of you who I know are truthful, I will offer you my thanks. The one of you who is a traitor, I will reveal you in front of those you have worked alongside for so long, and have you arrested. Your punishment will be severe, and it will be most definitely public. And it will end with your death.
This is not like you, General, Sorval said. You created the Conclave with the idea that there would be no dictators, no demands of personal allegiance. There is only allegiance to the Conclave, to its ideals.
The Conclave is near collapse, Hofta, Gaw said. And you know as well as I do that Nerbros Isser and his sort will run the Conclave like a personal fiefdom. One among you has already decided that Isser's dictatorship is preferable to a Conclave where every race has a voice. It's clear to me that I must ask for the allegiance I once only held in trust. I am sorry it has come to this, but it has.
What if we will not swear allegiance? Sorval said.
Then you will be arrested as a traitor, Gaw said, along with the one who I know to be the assassin.
You are wrong to do this, Sorval said. You are going against your own vision for the Conclave to ask for this allegiance. I want you to know I believe this in my soul.
Noted, Gaw said.
Very well, Sorval said, and stepped forward to the platform and knelt. General Tarsem Gaw, I offer you my allegiance as the leader of the Conclave.
Gaw looked at me. This was my cue. I shook my head at him, clearly enough that everyone in the room could see that he was waiting for my verification.
Thank you, Hofta, Gaw said. You may step back. Wurt Ninung, please step forward.
Ninung did, as did the next six advisors. There were three left. I was beginning to get very nervous. Gaw and I had already agreed that we would not carry the act so far as to accuse someone who wasn't actually guilty, but if we got to the end without a traitor, then we both would have a lot to answer for.
Lernen Ill, General Gaw said. Please step forward.
Ill nodded and slowly moved forward, and when he got to me, viciously shoved me to the floor and lunged for the stone knife Gaw had left on the table next to him. I hit the floor so hard I bounced my skull on it. I heard screaming and honks of alarm from the other advisors. I rolled and looked up as Ill raised the knife and prepared to plunge it into the general. The knife was left out and within easy reach for a reason. Gaw had already said he intended to reveal the traitor. He said he knew without a doubt who it was. He said the punishment for the traitor would include death. The traitor would already be convinced he would have nothing to lose by attempting the assassination then and there. But Gaw's advisors didn't usually carry around killing implements on their person. They were bureaucrats and didn't carry anything more dangerous than a writing stylus. But a nice sharp stone knife, carelessly left lying around, would be just the thing to convince a desperate would-be assassin to take a chance. This was also one reason why the general's guards, and Hickory and Dickory, were stationed at the perimeter of the room instead of near the general. We had to give the illusion to the assassin that he could get in a stab or two before the guards got him. The general wasn't stupid, of course. He was wearing body armor that protected most of the parts of his body susceptible to stab wounds. But the general's head and neck were still vulnerable. The general thought it was worth the risk, but now, as I watched the general trying to move to protect himself, I came to the conclusion that the weakest part of our plan was the one where the general presumably avoids being stabbed to death. Ill was bringing down the knife. None of the general's guards or Hickory or Dickory was going to get there in time. Hickory and Dickory had trained me how to disarm an opponent. The problem was I was on the ground and not in any position to block the knife blow. And anyway, the Glach were a conclave race. I hadn't spent any time learning any of their weak points. But then something occurred to me as I lay there on my back, staring up at Ill. I may not know much about the Glach, but I sure know what a knee looks like. I braced myself on the floor, pushed, and drove the heel of my foot hard into the side of Lernan Ill's most available knee. It gave way with a sickly twist, and I thought I could feel something in his leg go snap, which made me feel sick. Ill squealed in pain and grabbed at his leg, dropping the knife. I scrambled away as quickly as I could. General Gaw launched himself out of his chair and took Ill all the rest of the way down. Hickory and Dickory were suddenly by me, dragging me off the riser. Gaw shouted something to his guards, who were racing toward the general.
"His staff," Gaw said. "Stop his staff."
I looked over to the bar and saw three Glach lunging at their equipment. Ill's people were clearly in on the assassination and were now trying to signal their conspirators that they'd been discovered. Gaw's men skidded to a stop and reversed themselves, leaping over the bar to get at Ill's staff. They knocked away their equipment, but not before at least one of them had gotten a message through. We knew that because all through the conclave headquarters, alarms began stuttering to life. The space station was under attack.